Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know, this is Marvel Movie News, bringing you the most up-to-date discussion and commentary within the Marvel Universe.
Excelsior to you, our merry Marvelites! Welcome back to our something show of the year. I lost count. I stopped
trying. A number we've done.
Yeah, a number of shows we've done. If one of you lovely Marvelites wants to go and figure out how many shows we've actually done this year, just 2015, yeah. That would be great, but you don't got it. But I do know that it's 57 in all. I do know that.
Yeah, only
got
43
that
away from 100.
We're so close,
wait,
you guys. So close. I can feel
wait,
it. I can feel
I hear
it.
Something. Okay. Wait, tell your doctor right away. What? What,
is
Matt?
Is
there something
no.
you need to tell me?
No, like, no. my... Is
I'm
my
muted.
Oh, my
oh.
God. I thought my computer was muted.
Aww.
And I was wrong.
What
was
do you have to tell your doctor about
yeah.
Nothing. It was a commercial.
Has
it
lasted
commercial.
Longer than 4 hours?
It's still going.
Those Doctor Strange picks have kept him
yep.
going for many
yep.
hours.
Yep. No, you want to be close
His
to
His eye
this.
Of Agamotto is strong.
Oh, wow.
Welcome to the show, guys.
Wow.
Yeah.
Welcome to
hey,
the show.
What's up?
PG. We are the Marvel Movie News coming to you live from nowhere. I finally fixed it. Nowhere. Where we tell you all the news from all the studios and why you should be as excited as we are.
Mm-hmm.
Subscribe to us on iTunes at Marvel Movie News or find us through the Popcorn Talk Network, YouTube.com/Popcorn Talk Network, or you can find us on their website, popcorntalknetwork.digbitter.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at Marvel News PTN or on Facebook.com/Marvel News. Follow us. Like us.
Like us.
Validate our existence.
We like
give us,
you.
Yeah, instead
like
of you. Stars on Twitter, you give us hearts now.
You give us hearts.
Yeah.
And like, they like sparkle.
Mm-hmm. They're like a little magical
great.
Girl
yeah.
from an anime. It's
yeah.
so cute.
I have to side with Joseph Scrimshaw, the Jedi Alliance host. He said that the hearts like make him kind of anxious because he feels like he's only got one heart in Zelda left,
aww.
Like he's about to die. And I have to like, yeah, I kind of felt that too. So
that's
anyway.
Cute.
Wait, what's Twitter?
You have one. You just forget to, you know, trust us. It's out there. It's
you know,
out
the
there.
Tweet box.
It's a thing that
Twitter
people
Twitter.
Write.
Shelby's an 8-year-old on the internet.
Oh,
it's a whole
you're
thing.
Adorable. Guys, speaking of the Twitters, if you guys will tweet out a link to our show telling people about the live chat, Marissa in the booth will retweet you.
What's up, guys?
What's up, Marissa?
What's up?
Can we call her, like... Like Pepper Potts, like what's it like a Marissa Potts? Like does that
that's
well,
not
awful? No,
actually.
No, if we're yeah, it's good Friday.
Oh, Friday.
It's Friday,
Friday's good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll call her or Jocasta.
I mean, if we're going, so we're going with the Guardians theme,
yeah.
and we're in nowhere, I think we need to stick with the Guardians theme.
Mantis,
yeah,
honorary Mantis. For the
yeah, she's
yeah.
our Mantis. All right, fine, Mantis. Hi, Mantis.
Hello.
I'm Matt Key at the Matt Key.
I'm Meredith Placco at M Placco.
I'm Koi Jandro at Koi Jandro.
And who is this that we've got with
Hi,
us today?
I am Shelby Steele at I am Shelby Steele. Really simple. To the
yep,
point.
Very simple.
But with an E, right? Shelby Steele with
no,
an E.
No, S-T-E-E-L.
Oh,
no
see, this
E.
See,
the
very
spelling's
important.
Important.
Yeah.
Very important.
Well, because there's only one right way.
Oh.
Mine.
That makes sense.
Isn't it at Shelby M. Steele? Did you?
No,
okay.
Just
I am Shelby Steele.
Sorry, guys.
See, like, we're going to debate your name and ruin it for everyone.
Do you want to tell us about yourself? Like, what you're up to? Like, is there anything
Who
that you can
you?
Talk about?
What do you do? Why
You've
are
been
you
on the
here?
Show before, but, like,
I have
maybe...
to talk?
Yeah.
What?
I'm afraid
well, no.
so. I'm afraid
Uh-oh.
So.
What am I doing here?
Well... you just showed up, and we decided to put you in a chair. So,
yeah.
there's that.
There's that. What am I doing?
Love her.
I just came back from filming the second
season. They're called
second
seasons.
Season of okay. Powers.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
The Brian Michael Bendis.
We're with a real life living celebrity
what?
Here today.
She's the reason Bendis watched our show a few weeks back that I got so excited about.
Is Bendis watching the show today?
I assume he's always watching. I'm always on my best behavior.
Like, do you mean he's like God in that way? Oh, Bendis is always
well,
watching.
Well, Uatu is Bendis. They have similar haircuts. They have very similar stature.
Bendis is our Uatu.
That's
I'll
how
take
I see it.
I'll take it. Well, thank you for joining us today. We've got...
Well, real quick, what character do you play on Powers?
I play Chaotic Chick.
Awesome.
Nice. Yeah.
Which I think is all I'm allowed to say.
That's fine. That is,
I have no idea what I can and cannot say.
No, but that was in the first season, which is out now on the PlayStation Network, correct?
And Sony's first show on PS4.
Awesome.
And I hope everyone can see it more.
Yay.
Skip it about.
Very cool.
Well, we've got... Everyone's excited to hear me talk about Doctor Strange. And I don't blame them, because I am... like the only person in the world who loves Doctor Strange this much.
Well, this isn't the Marvel movie news show. It's actually Matt Key's Doctor Strange show and other things.
That's my love letter to Doctor Strange show. But we've also got Deadpool, just for you. Mm-hmm. We've got a little bit of Iron Fist, kind of not a lot, but something to talk about.
Do we have anything from Meredith to talk about? Oh,
Agent Carter.
Yes.
But we're going to start
something happened
over
on
at
Agents
Fox.
Of S.H.I.E.L.D. this week that I'm really excited about.
We're going to start at Fox with X-Men Apocalypse, where we've discovered this week that Wolverine might be involved in the reshoots, which would mean he's actually in the film. So,
I feel that a Wolverine cameo in any X-Men film is almost necessary, especially given his most iconic scene from the first
from first class. Yeah, where
which
he
is
like
probably my favorite Wolverine cameo
it's
ever.
A very good one.
I'm okay with them doing a quick reshoot and popping him in there. I really don't need Wolverine in Apocalypse full on. We don't need to have like a dark Wolverine. We don't need to have him in the story. There's so many other mutants already that they're going to tell a pretty good story, hopefully. But I am excited to know that he might make an appearance, especially given the fact that we have Jean Grey.
Yeah.
I also am very happy that they're not going to go with the Wolverine Jean Scott love triangle, given his age. That would just be awkward.
That would be very creepy.
Super creepy right now.
We don't know what's happening yet.
It'd be so uncomfortable if Sophie Turner and Hugh Jackman just like longingly staring at each other.
Oh, it's going to be like little finger all over again.
I like it better if he was just walking in the background.
With
like,
his
like you had to point it out. He was never actually in it.
I'd love that the reshoots were just Hugh Jackman to be like deep background. Like
just hanging out himself.
Well, I do think that like the timeline is going to be really weird, right? Like, if, like, aren't there, like, two Wolverines now? Like, in this timeline?
Effectively, this is skipping ahead a bit, but the Deadpool thing I was talking about last week was the idea that Colossus is kind of tying into, like, a new wave of X-Men, which we'll get to in more detail, and which they've all but confirmed this week. But I think it's going to be interesting how they handle Wolverine, because he's the only thing they've focused on in these movies. Like, he's been their focus the whole time. So with this soft reboot, including him in the soft reboot gives them this weird way that they can't really use Wolverine, because there would be two, unless they go X-23, which they're not ready for yet.
No.
Yeah.
They haven't even begun to get to that point.
I think they've really got to get a younger guy to...
I want Taron Egerton, man.
But
I think Taron Egerton would be so good.
I mean, the thing is that Wolverine doesn't necessarily need to be young, because he's already older. I mean, because of his mutant healing factor and everything, he's going to have some age on everyone. But
he shouldn't be three decades older than his like love interest stuff.
I mean, even though that kind of was that in the comics.
Oh, he's like hundreds of years older than Jean Grey. He could be. We just don't know.
It's just, I think it's just going to be a little awkward if they play up that storyline, but I don't think they are, because I think the whole focus, already looks like the focal romance is going to be Mystique anyways, with whatever's going on. But I'm just excited to have Hugh Jackman in it, because I think he's a fantastic actor, and I love him as Wolverine.
I think it'll be more of a cameo than an actual role.
I think that's why this one's so much bigger, is because they don't have a name like Hugh Jackman leading them. It's now like, let's put everyone we can and make it action, as opposed to just...
I was going to say the same. I'm excited for an ensemble, because we've had a lot of the Wolverine show with his X-Men.
Exactly. Or the Jennifer Lawrence show.
Yeah, well, I think it'll still be that, but at least we'll have it... Before it was Jennifer Lawrence and Hugh Jackman like fighting over it. I'd like, I want an ensemble. I want an X-Men movie, and I think we're going to get an X-Men movie.
You know,
Last point, then we're moving on.
Just want to say, they could have actually, you know, going back and rethinking, if they had just cast Jennifer Lawrence as Jean Grey from the get-go, I would have been okay with that. I'm just throwing that out there.
That would have been interesting.
Now we can move on.
Yeah.
Well, moving on, the teaser will be coming very soon. Bryan Singer tweeted out earlier this week that a teaser will be coming
soon.
Doesn't mean anything. It's not really news.
The reflection of Jennifer Lawrence.
Another moving clip, maybe?
Yeah.
Yep.
Two more pictures?
Yep.
Hugh Jackman's entire performance of background walking. We did it, you guys.
He walks by and just, like, snicked, and, like, one claw comes out.
I've told you guys about that Spider-Man thing, right? That Hugh Jackman was supposed to cameo in Sony's first Spider-Man, the Sam Raimi Spider-Man.
What?
Yeah, back in the day, before the shared universe even existed, they thought it'd be funny if Hugh Jackman, in civilian clothes or in the costume, walked by in the background of Spider-Man to make it, like, one shared universe before that was even, like, idea of things.
Oh, that's
but
awesome.
They literally got Hugh Jackman on set, he was ready to do the moment, and they couldn't get clearance in the costumes, they scrapped the whole idea. So we were that close to that world existing.
Oh, that is funny.
Fun fact.
So, Quicksilver, also the actor who plays Quicksilver, why am I forgetting his name completely?
American Horror Story.
I cannot remember his name. Anyway, the actor that played
Evan Peters. Thank you.
I knew something.
Good work, Shell.
She's awake.
Yay!
He came out and talked about what his actual character is doing in the Apocalypse film. And his quote is, "The story is that my character is searching for his father and wants to find him. It starts there, and then he jumps on the X-Men train and gets sucked up into this whole Apocalypse madness. He tries to stop him from destroying the world." So it starts with him looking for his father, which...
Isn't that how we last saw him? Was kind of the play on him and his father?
Yeah, but
there was like a little bitty joke, and like he had a line in Days of Future Past where he's like, "Yeah, my mom said she once met a man who could control metal," or something like that. So like...
The seed was planted.
The seed's been planted, and now, like, I think we'll probably get the actual payoff of, like, ooh, Magneto is Quicksilver's father.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but what if they don't go that route?
They may not.
Yeah.
They may not, but
it bothers me to no end they retcon that in the comics.
Oh, I'm so angry about that.
It bothers me a lot, too.
They basically, in the comics, said that Magneto's not Scarlet Witch's and Quicksilver's father. It's someone else, and they're inhumans.
They're, like, they're creations. They're,
no,
that
they're
doesn't
not
make sense.
Inhumans.
They're not even
like,
humans.
They're, like, their own thing.
They're, like, weird. They're weird. Not even full. They're like weird byproduct
they're
creations.
No, that doesn't exist. That doesn't make sense.
No, it's 40 years of continuity.
Like, and what's
talk to your buddy Bendis about it, because
wait, is he the one that he didn't write that? Did he?
He's too good for that. I just carte blanche ignore the fact that he's like, I don't think that's a possibility.
Let's jump over into the world of Deadpool.
We'll talk about
Fox
comics
also.
Later.
Deadpool is also returning to Vancouver for reshoots.
Oh.
So, at least that's the report. Yeah. Now, I do want to caution our audience.
Mm-hmm.
Reshoots is not a bad thing.
It's usually nowadays, like, it's usually scheduled in because you have things change. You also have like exposure issues. You also have like CGI stuff. Like, you're going to have to allot that. So it's smarter to schedule it ahead of time and have your actors available than need reshoots and just be like, oh no, I changed everything about my appearance.
You mean unlike Fantastic Four with the...
Oh,
wait,
big.
So we don't want to do that. We don't want to tell
think
when
we're
reshoot.
Doing that.
Okay,
But the Fox is so good at planning, as per Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
No, I think this was scheduled.
I think this was scheduled. I don't think that Ryan Reynolds or is it Tim Miller, the director, would like let Fox do like ruin this. And I don't think.
Yeah.
I think Fox really was kind of very hands off with it until they started seeing like the giant blitz that it's become.
Oh, it's insane. Know? And the new comics being about Deadpool being so popular it's overwhelming is the greatest thing.
It's so good.
Because you walk
into
a Hot Topic and everything's Deadpool, which makes me happy.
Yeah.
But it's also crazy that it's that. And the comics are like, oh, we know.
Oh, we know.
Yeah.
This
oh,
is
we
so
know.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. But I it's not a bad thing to go, like, every film goes through reshoots.
Yeah.
And that's not a bad thing.
No.
It's pretty on par.
Did you read the article saying that David Fincher and James Cameron helped get this movie made?
No.
What, Deadpool?
Yeah.
No.
So Tim Miller is apparently friends with both David Fincher and James Cameron, two of the
like
biggest directors in
sure.
the show.
Yeah.
First time director Tim Miller is like, my bros will help me out. So apparently David Fincher thought it was like a really original take on the superhero genre, and James Cameron loved the action in the script, so both of them, using their clout, helped this move forward and get lobbied to get made. So
two of
the biggest directors of all time were like, you know, this little Deadpool film.
I feel like everyone's been fans of this Deadpool film.
Oh, it's been,
from
6 years.
Beginning.
Yeah.
That's
it's
awesome.
Everyone being like, let's do this movie. I'm just kind of pushing it.
Yeah, it's like slowly. I love the idea of, like, David Fincher pressing send on that leaked footage. Just like Fincher sitting in his lair of evil awesome, just being like,
yes,
it's time.
No, not just him, with the room. With everyone's in that one room.
Jim Cameron and Dave Fincher just being like,
Cameron's like standing behind Fincher like prom pose.
David, it's time.
I thought you were going to say massaging his shoulder.
It's time.
This
Fincher.
Is what Hollywood's like, you guys. In those rooms and high buildings.
We've been in them.
There's just nefariousness. No, but
nefarious
I love,
back rubs.
Is there a better kind of back
rub? That sounds like the best villain ever. Oh, God, watch out. It's nefarious back rub.
It sounds like the best 80s punk cover band.
Oh, wow.
And up next, we've got nefarious back rubs. But also, in this same article, they were talking about how like the movie is like hardcore 80s and 90s music influence. Mm-hmm. When Ryan Reynolds saw Guardians of the Galaxy, he was like, oh no, that's our thing. But he also admitted that helping this movie have an audience. So it's really exciting, like, what this amalgamation of this movie's become and how big it's gotten in the script. And I'm so excited.
Well, before we jump into more Deadpool news, which we have a little bit more of, I wanted to point out that Bearded Panda in the live chat said, "Yo, Matt, I picked up and started reading the new Doctor Strange on your recommendation." I just want to say, good choice, Bearded Panda. Good
Even
choice.
Even though it has absolutely nothing to do with Deadpool,
no,
but
no,
still.
No, it doesn't, but it's
still,
there, and I would have forgotten still, about it, and I needed to
that's
acknowledge.
Fair. No, that's good. That's good. I'm
Bearded
glad.
Panda
There's
is reading
so much exciting.
It's such a good comic. Yeah,
it really is. It's one of the best ones that's out there right now.
I picked up the new Doctor Strange on your recommendation.
Really?
Yeah.
Because
you don't shut the F up about it, but I had to go see what it's about.
Everyone,
yeah, it's really good.
I have to interrupt the show real quick to tell you also that Meredith in the live chat just told me that she picked up. Bearded Panda, good work. I hope you're enjoying it. You can
what
always,
was that,
you
Shelby?
You can always tweet at me if you have questions.
I get a single hiccup at a time.
That
it might happen
so
one more
cute.
Time.
She powers
cutest.
Up.
All right, so the Deadpool writers did an interview at Collider, so I can't remember. In it, they gave away a few things about Deadpool, which was that Vanessa has powers. So.
Okay.
We've thought maybe she did. We don't know about it. And the way that they said it, it was like phrased that like she starts with them or something like that. So we don't know if she's copycat. We don't know if she can like change, you know, take like a shapeshifter or whatever. But she does have powers. Also, the soundtrack is 80s and 90s.
Yes.
And they were quick to point out that this was written 3 or 4 years before Guardians.
Yeah.
So that they did not steal this from Guardians. It's been in there since the first draft, which was before Guardians.
Why can't everyone share?
Yeah.
Why can't we share? It's fine.
It's fine, but
it's
there
fine.
Would be people who are like,
oh,
they're
oh,
stealing
they're just
from
to
Guardians.
Be Guardians.
They're just trying to be Guardians.
I just want to see Deadpool dance at 80s James.
Man. Oh, man.
No, I will just put this out here. A lot of my comic book artists and writer friends write and draw two soundtracks, and that's probably why you'll hear a lot of like really good pop culture music in these films, because it's such a huge carryover. So it's not an original notion.
It's also
notion.
A great way to tie a tone into a film. Like
exactly.
It's, and a character like Deadpool would love pop music. Like that's just a thing. So I'm excited for him.
How many of you like collected like I loved in the 90s films, like had great soundtracks.
Oh,
like
The
crow
sound.
I know.
So good.
Sometimes I make noises. I can't find words, so I just make noises.
Also, the pouches that are on Deadpool, you can see that you should be able to see
are
them in the
picture. Are they functional pouches?
They are functional pouches.
Good.
Yeah.
But they were very. They decided to use them as an homage to Rob Liefeld.
Which is amazing.
Purely.
Yes.
Like, they were like, you know what? He deserves pouches.
More.
He did this.
Yeah.
Wait, what
so,
are you talking about?
I hope that Rob Liefeld draws his characters in a very interesting, very 90s way, where he has giant shoulder pads, they're covered in pouches. Like, they basically...
Is that where he put all of his Halloween candy?
Yes.
Yes.
Probably
we'll get
so.
To that. We will get to that. We got to close on the Deadpool candy bit.
Okay.
So good.
And also, as we've already said, Colossus is a gateway to future X-Men films.
Yeah,
the writers also said that.
I love that last week that was my hope, and then within like 6 days it became an actuality because it makes so much sense. It's a great, he's a great character to bring those worlds together.
No, you're just saying I told you so right now.
And I told you so, universe. I told you so.
So there's that. Also, they tease that there is an awesome post-credit scene that they're very excited about.
I've never seen a movie in pre-production brag about their post-credit scene.
Yeah.
I've never seen a movie be like, it's not out till February. Guess what?
This is where I feel like the comic book films are trying to one-up each other, their post-credit scenes.
Oh, that's actually a really good point. That's
why Age of Ultron was like, so it's the same as Age of Normal Avengers?
The Age of Normal.
That's what I'm going to call the first Avengers from now on. Yes, the Age of
Normal
Avengers.
Avengers. Because if there's one thing that exists in the world, it's normal Avengers.
They're out there. It's their age.
And then Deadpool also is going to exist in the greater
X-Men
universe.
Which we've discussed. Which I don't understand how that's going to fit. Because
I don't
Deadpool
either,
being
but
like, hey, we're in a movie. And Wolverine being like, bro, what are you talking about?
Yeah,
it's like, funny once, but when it keeps going, it's like, how does that universe possibly leverage itself?
Yeah.
Like, in what world does the canon end and, like,
he'll
reality
be like
begin?
Stan Lee, though. He's going to pop in, do his thing, and no one's going to care. You're just going to be happy he's there.
Exactly.
Like in the comics.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
See.
So real quick, what do you guys think the post-credit scene could be? Do you think it'll be a joke, or do you think it'll be like an honest-to-God, like, here's Deadpool 2?
I hope the mid-credit scene is him talking to the audience in the theater about their experience.
Mm-hmm.
I hope the end-credit scene is Cable.
Oh.
Because what better way to introduce his, like, comic sidekick than introduce... Like, you don't have to worry about casting, you don't have to worry about rumors, you're just like, hey, by the way, we know you wanted this. Because Cable was in some of the original drafts of the first script. They were originally going to introduce him at the same time, but they wanted Deadpool to have his time
to shine. And they've talked a lot about him.
I think having, you know... the Cable introduction without even giving the chance for speculation. Just like, we know we want.
If they were able to keep that a secret this whole time, they've already had like a cast. And
how incredible
God.
Would that be? And there's so many good like actors for Cable. Like there's so many great.
I'd be so happy.
I'm excited. That's what I think.
Who would you like to see as Cable, Mr. Great at fan casting?
Mm-hmm. I used to say the guy from he's the great 80s actor from the Alien and Terminator. I know who I'm talking about, but I can't describe
computer.
It. Lately, I've been saying John Hamm. John Hamm?
John Hamm.
John Hamm.
Oh, yes. John Hamm. I think John Hamm would be great. Let me look this guy up, and you guys give me yours.
We don't do fan casting, so
there's that.
Tom Hardy? Ben
Rob Foster. Liefeld. I think Rob Liefeld.
Rob Liefeld is Cable.
That everyone says. Mm-hmm. Tom Hardy. Jake Gyllenhaal. Who else is in everything?
Mads Mikkelsen. Could he be Cable? I don't know.
Michael Bean. I think Michael Bean would be fantastic.
Oh, wow.
Right? He's my dream Cable.
He would be great.
He's the right age now. He's grizzled. He's had that experience. He's done the movies well.
Yeah. Well done.
Terminator Alien. He's a... Trust me. I'll show you after. Just trust me.
Yeah. Just go. Oh, Ron Perlman. David Harrison is saying
yes,
Ron Perlman.
I like Ron Perlman. Mm-hmm. I know who he is. He's cool.
Stephen Lang would also be an interesting choice. Someone just said in the live chat. I agree.
I would love to see Hitmonkey in the post-credits scene, but
that would also be cool.
I would go nuts for that. Let's...
Okay, Michael Bean.
Yeah, Michael Bean.
Right. Look at that.
Yeah, I could see that.
Can
yeah,
you see
that'd
him with
be
a silver, like, metallic techno-organic arm?
Yeah.
Like, that would be
also,
awesome.
His, like, resume just reeks of mm-hmm. Cable. Like, he's got the military mm-hmm. background. He's mm-hmm. got the strong presence. He's got... And also, I would love if, like, Deadpool referenced him in his 80s movie.
Guys, let's just be honest. They're gonna cast Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, God. Please not. Please not.
Before we leave Deadpool, because I know that's happening, and
sure.
I'm gonna miss him.
Yeah.
The Halloween footage... Like, 17 people sent it to me, and uh-huh. I'm so appreciative of each and every one of you, because not only did you think of Deadpool, you thought of me and Deadpool.
Yeah.
And thank you. I saw it, I loved it, I watched it each time you guys sent it to me, because I loved it that much.
Uh-huh.
Ryan Reynolds is just Wade Wilson without scars.
He loves it.
He's killing it.
Ryan Reynolds just walks around being Deadpool.
Are you eating the microphone, Sheldon?
I think she's just so excited
about
it.
I'm so happy, guys.
She gets to live this at home when I talk about Deadpool. Now it's just on the TV.
Let's move over to television, where we're going to talk about Agent Carter real quick, where Ken Marino was added to the cast as a villain named Joseph Manfredi.
Manfredi.
He's described as a volatile leader in the Maggia crime syndicate who will help Peggy Carter's adversaries further their agenda. So, let me take you guys down a quick rabbit hole here. Super fast one. Joseph Manfredi is a character named Blackwing, and he is a bat trainer who can utilize his trained bats to hurt people and steal things.
I just want to point out that all of this, from the name of the actual mm-hmm. character to the like supervillain name, mm-hmm. all sounds like it literally belongs in the Batman universe.
I know.
And not just the bat connotation. Oh, no!
Oh, things down.
Sorry thing.
No, I know.
Yeah.
Like, the whole crime family,
yeah,
the Maggia
exactly.
crime family, then
like,
Black. But, like, he...
It is very Batman.
It is,
yeah.
It?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, Meredith's over here, Josh Trank in the Fantastic Four.
Trank in the Four.
That sounds kinkier than mine.
Yeah, it does.
That's
right.
Amazing.
But he is the son to Silvio Manfredi, who is also known as Silvermane. And Silvermane was like the leader of Hydra, like the late 80s, early 90s, I think.
Silvermane was great in Spider-Man.
Yeah.
That was good.
Spider-Man, he was also in Daredevil, so he was kind of like this weird like leader of Hydra until Red Skull came in. But they were also like they headed up the Circus of Crime. And at one point, we're a part of the Masters of Evil.
The more you talk about it, the more I'm like, comics were weird.
I know. I always forget that there's a spirit
a
of comic
crime.
Books
yep.
where
yep.
I'm like, that's right. I didn't read them for a while.
Do you guys like that picture of Kim Marino? I found that when I put it on our Facebook page, and a man whose name I'm going to butcher, but it's Rasika Villamon, I can't say his name.
One more time.
Nope, not even going to try. Rasika, who threw me under the bus, by the way, when I did a Marvel vs. DC thing on the Schmoes. He posted that, and I thought it was funny, so
that's
I thought
fantastic.
I'd use it for the
that's
show. Hi, Rasika. Ken Marino. I love Ken Marino. Parish Santi says the Manfreds sell cars on Staten Island, New York.
Yes!
What, is that like an actual like car?
No, it just sounds like a name. I mean, it sounds like a name of
Manfredi?
Yeah, Manfredi. I'd go get, get Mikey's car for the Manfredis. Yeah.
What's been happening? I don't know what's going on.
It's okay.
On.
We're all lost.
It's okay.
We're in 70s comic lore, which no one ever comes out of alive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Goodbye, guys. Yeah. Jeff Loeb said of Ken Marino, Ken brings a quality to Joseph Manfredi that only serves to make him even more menacing, adding another layer of depth to our already outstanding supporting cast. So, I love Ken Marino.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Like when they announced that, I was like, well, if I wasn't on board to watch Agent Carter already,
I am
all about it now. Even if he's just in one of the, I think they're doing 10 episodes.
Yeah.
I love that. Like, that guy is so funny and so good. I'm excited to see him.
Picture on my phone now.
Yeah,
just the button.
I think it should be. All right, so we're going to jump over to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because we got a lot of news. I want to talk about all of this a lot more, but we've got a lot to jump through today.
Now, if Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. got Ben Foster on, I would be on that show like jelly on peanut butter.
Jelly on peanut butter.
It's an expression.
Jelly?
No, it's not.
It's an expression.
No, it's not. Don't try to make it one. So I know that Meredith is very excited to talk about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. First of all, I will say that there is going to be spoilers during this, so if you have not seen Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., we're talking about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. right now. So,
spoiler alert! Spoiler alert!
Watch out. It's a spoiler alert, apparently. Thank you, Mantis.
Underground bunker of doom.
Guys,
so talk
so
about
happy.
Talk about S.H.I.E.L.D.,
I'm
sweetheart.
So
talk
happy.
About
Strucker, he's no more.
I know.
I hated him. He's gone. And it's just not even like the character on S.H.I.E.L.D. was terrible. I just really hate like any
that
of the Strucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just really hate him from the comics. And now he's not there. And he ate it. Like a little bitch, no less. And it was like in true Strucker kid fashion. It was a pointless death. It was a completely pointless death. There was no...
Except for what he said.
Except for what he said. No, what he said was point... Like, it was... That was fine. But everyone was, like, going on the lash reveal, and everyone's like, oh, my God. And I'm like, yeah, I kind of saw that coming. But really, it was, like, the way that they, like, took Strucker out, like, a little bitch. And I'm like, that's what you get for being a Strucker kid. But at least you're not one of the incestuous Strucker kids. Now, I hope they don't bring those in. If they do, if we get the Strucker twins, I'm not... Yeah, exactly. None of that. But, yeah, so there you go, guys. I'm watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And I actually tweeted about, like, yeah, they like way to go, like, well played, Marvel, well played. And a couple people were like, why do you have to hate on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? I'm like, I just said well played. I actually gave them a high five, and they were not. But yeah, so I watched it. I actually enjoyed it. And my only actual like critical commentary of this episode was that there was just so much going on.
There was a
that
lot,
and it's the 50th episode of the series, and there was kind of a little too much jam packed stuff going on, and I kind of wish they had not had so much diverging storylines.
Yeah, there was a lot. There was a lot going on.
So there you go, guys. Look, I'm watching it, and I can talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, I liked it this week. This week was a really fun show. So I kind of don't want to get too much into it because I know people are still watching it.
Yeah, I didn't want to give away the big spoiler, but
the big spoiler you do go and watch that.
Yeah,
I thought was really awesome, but I also called it early on in the episode.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, it's that guy.
Yeah.
I see that. It's that guy.
Mm-hmm. So, totally that guy.
Shelby over here, she knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I know we're talking to Shelby as if she's like, can we have you on more? I like you. Can she just anytime we have like
excuse
like,
me a bit.
Make a little bubble noise.
I like to talk. So cute.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And real quick, since everyone, like a lot of people have been asking, this is from We Love Fine, this really cool Captain Marvel
sweater. It's really cool.
We Love Fine, thanks guys.
Someone just said that Ben Foster is Lash, and if that were true, I'd already be there. I'd be on set.
You'd be making sweet love.
I'd just do it.
I share Koi with Ben Foster. It's her household.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tall thing.
That's really...
She's very...
I'm sorry.
It's fair.
That's fair. That's okay.
I understand.
So let's jump over to Netflix now, where we have a rumor this week. I think it was started on peeltheorange.net.
Some site I've never even heard of, and they can't even have a .com?
Maybe they've heard something.
Okay.
We don't know.
So
Iron Fist is going to be a movie, not a series. That's the rumor. That Netflix is going to do like an Iron Fist movie, not a series. Now, before you say anything, I do have a couple of writer friends who are out there in that universe who are friends with the friends who are like writing, like, it's all hearsay, but I have heard the same thing for a few months now that Netflix and Marvel is having a hard time really defining Iron Fist and how magic will work inside of the Defenders universe that they're trying to create. I don't get that. It seems like it's Iron Fist. Mm-hmm. He can punch through things with a fist of iron, like mystical iron. Okay, I'm on board. Why is this so hard? But for some reason, it's proving tricky. So I feel like they're trying their hardest to figure out how to put Iron Fist in there, because they've already started establishing storylines, like in Daredevil, and it looked like with Jaren Hogarth now and Jessica Jones. It feels like they're trying to build to Iron Fist, and they haven't figured out how to do it yet. So maybe a movie is the way to go, and I'd be okay with that.
Yes.
You may speak now.
I think that is the worst possible way to introduce a character that requires so much mythos, because introducing a character that's hard to introduce in a 2-hour section instead of a 13-hour section is a foolish way to lose your audience.
I think what they're doing here is Battlestar Galactica, where they're going to do a...
Oh, movie then a show?
Movie then a show. I think they're going to test the audience. I think they're going to see... Again, this is all rumor, and I would much prefer a series. I'm trying to play devil's advocate here.
I think it suits the tone. I think they've already laid some groundwork. They have 3 more shows to lay groundwork and a second season of Daredevil to lay more groundwork.
Yeah.
I think introducing him in another show would be how you test those waters, not in a movie.
Well, and that's what they're doing with Luke Cage, is that we're getting a lot of Luke Cage in Jessica Jones. I think we can, you know, and here's my thing. We might not even need an Iron Fist series if they bring Iron Fist in.
Never Heroes for Hire series.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Bring him in either through Luke Cage or through...
Or if they end up doing the Punisher series.
We haven't had a good buddy cop show or movie from Marvel. We had Iron Man 3, which was close because it was like as close to Lethal Weapon 5 as we'll get, which is sad because I want Lethal Weapon 5 more than most things. But... Yeah. I think having a buddy cop show with Heroes for Hire would be the way to go.
That would be awesome.
And I think that's way more marketable than a 2-hour movie about a character no one knows about in the mainstream.
I just don't see Netflix going the movie route because that just seems to infringe upon the films.
Right.
I just don't, I mean, they have such a unique format in these series.
Right.
You know, I wouldn't even call them a TV
their
show.
Their movies are this tone and their series are this tone. Iron Fist fits.
Yeah.
In the street level fighters series tone. So I don't think that'd be the way to go.
Yeah.
Because even the mystical powers that he has still comes from him fighting.
Yeah. Right.
Like it's still him punching things.
It's a tonality thing for me. Yeah. And it's also a backstory thing because he's tied so well into Daredevil and Luke Cage and all those things that it doesn't make sense to be like, oh, Tony Stark and Iron Fist. What?
It would still be a Netflix movie. It's not going to be Iron Fist in the MCU.
No, I get that. I'm just saying as far as the amount of time and the type of style.
I just don't think you can really introduce him in 2 hours or an hour and 45.
And Heroes for Hire buddy cop.
Who said it was going to be a movie?
The internet.
I just want to address something real quick. And I'm not trying to, I don't know anyone over at Peel the Orange. I'm not trying to, the thing is that in the race to get people to read your site, to get those ad hits, people create rumors. Mm-hmm. People make stuff out of nothing because everyone wants those ad click dollars. And that is why I tend to be very cautious with rumors and why I tend to be maybe a little negative when I say, oh, look at the site we've never heard of making this rumor.
Sure.
Because at the end of the day, it really is about people wanting to get people to go to their websites.
Yeah.
So, you know,
I hope
be cautious, guys.
Yeah, I think we all want a series. I think Marvel wants a series. I think they're just nervous.
I think Marvel wants a series. I think Netflix is trying to figure it out. Yeah.
I think it's too far away to really have these apprehensive
thoughts. Jessica Jones, then we've got Daredevil season 2, and
we've got Jessica Jones coming up, then we've got season 2 of Daredevil, then we've got Luke Cage next.
Yeah.
At the end of 2016's already done.
Yeah, that's
like we're towards the end of 2017
Luke Cage is going to take.
I actually want a Luke Cage Iron Fist. Like, just give me a buddy cop on that. Just bring them together because I feel like with the introduction we're getting with Luke Cage, you can bring Iron Fist into that, and then it's perfect.
And
like,
then give him his own series.
Exactly.
And that gives me time to learn karate.
I would like to point out that Colt Bedeau needs to leave the chat because he said he would take Punisher over Iron Fist. So
we're already getting Punisher, Colt Bedeau.
Yeah.
We respect
Bedeau,
you. We love you. We don't need your sass.
Colt Bedeau, get out.
Yeah, that's, come on.
I gave him a
get out. That's the first welcome.
Oh, wow. Is this the first time you told someone in the chat to get out?
You're an honorary Marvel movie newser now.
Yeah, you are.
As soon as Matt tells you to get out.
You have just been elevated.
Yeah. Welcome to honorary MMN status.
So now let's jump over to Jessica Jones. Just trucking right along, guys. We're moving through this news. I'm real proud of us. The titles and episode summaries leaked this week. We don't know if they're true or not, but the summaries, we've already had the titles.
Yeah.
But now we have summaries to go along with them. They are kind of spoiler light, so we won't go through all of them. But we do have links to them posted on our Facebook page and our Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And guys, I don't know if you noticed this earlier, but I went through on geekgirlauthority.com last night and created a page that has links to every single story that we've talked about today with all the pictures that are associated, all the quotes, links,
that's
and whatever
so awesome.
Else. So,
that's so helpful.
Those are posted on our Twitter and also on our Facebook page, and we'll try to do that every week. But you can go look those up yourself. But the biggest thing that I noticed is that there's a lot more Luke Cage than I was expecting there to be. Like in the summaries, I was like, oh, he'll be in like two or three shows.
I thought he'd show up and then leave. It seems like he's a very consistent
player. Yeah, he's a very consistent player.
I think she has to save him.
I think that'll happen.
I bet so. I hope so.
I have to say.
Yeah, say it.
Kristen Ritter.
You met her. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Sweetheart. I met her, too. Wait,
you were there?
Yeah.
I was there.
So Kristen Ritter had just gotten back from Japan. And she's touring the world for Jessica Jones. And the thing that really struck me was how, like, excited she was for people to watch the show. Because
she was
a lot of times,
and it was all coming out on the same day everywhere.
Yeah,
really?
The whole world's getting it November 20th.
No one's getting it first, no one's getting it after.
And that's cool that it releases.
Yeah. But that's what she was most excited about, that the secret would be unveiled at once.
Yeah, and there's no spoilers if the whole world gets it at once.
So awesome.
But I was really struck by, like, a lot of actors don't watch their own work. A lot of actors are just like, I did it. But Kristen Ritter really, like, the impression I got was she was like, I can't wait for you guys to see it. I'm so excited.
What
and I was like,
your sneaky question?
Oh, I was sneaky.
What?
I was like, I asked her. So I didn't want her to get in trouble with NDAs, and I didn't want her to reveal anything she was supposed to reveal, but at the same time, I was like, so what changed when, you know, they announced Daredevil and that whole thing? Like, did that make your show bigger? So I phrased it in both a way that it was her show getting a bigger budget, and also, is Daredevil on your show?
Yeah.
And she paused and went, oh yeah, it really changed everything. Daredevil was a way bigger show than I thought. So I'm foolishly taking that to believe that Daredevil's in the show at least for a little bit because of the pause, but it could just be because she landed from Japan. But my dreams, my dreams are Daredevil showing up in that show. But she was a sweetie.
She's really tall.
She's so tall.
Really?
Usually actors, when you meet her, are smaller.
I guess...
Tall.
Yeah, I think I perceive her as short because of just some of the roles I've seen
her. I thought she was going to be like 5'2".
Yeah.
She looked like she could beat me up.
Yeah, she had like a presence to her.
She was nice.
She was such a sweetie.
Is she taller than me?
Well, I mean, you're Doctor Strange height, sir. She's probably about 6'4".
Actually, officially, I'm taller than Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange is 6'3". I'm 6'5".
Big things popping. No, she's like almost 6 foot. She was tall.
Nice.
Really?
Wow. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah, really cool. I was very happy that she was as excited as I was. And she was super stoked that, like, I told her about the show, and she seemed all about the fans. She was really cool.
That's really rad.
That's really cool.
That makes me so happy.
And also, as a side note, when I was filming, I got to hang out with Bendis a little bit. It was great. And he kept showing trailers of Jessica Jones because he's so excited for it.
Oh,
he was just
that's
like,
so cool.
Look, it's my baby. Look how proud I am. And was just showing everyone just the little teasers.
Well, I mean, it's really
so excited.
It really is. I mean, like, oh, so last week, or no, it was 2 weeks ago, whenever Matt wasn't here, we were talking about how Bendis kind of comes in and saves a lot of the comics that need saving. Like, he'll go in and save a property and kind of clean it up. And, like, a lot of his work in comics is,
hearing him talk about Spider-Man, that was his baby. Aww. Like, as a kid, he just wanted to come in and save it. Aww. And he pitched everything he wanted. He knew the story he was going to tell.
Come save it. Come back, Bendis. Come save Spider-Man again.
Because
it needs it now more than ever.
It really does.
He's busy.
But I love that they got to geek out over Bendis together. Like Shelby and Krista got to be like, yeah, Bendis shows were both on. And I was like,
oh.
Yay.
It was really cool as
That's
a comic
really
geek
cool.
to be like, yo, my girlfriend's on a Bendis show too.
just embarrass her. That's so adorable.
Let's go.
Again, I don't want to talk about the summaries too much, but they talk about Jaren Hogarth and Rachel Taylor's character a lot too. So a lot of these characters that we've seen, we've been like, yeah, they'll have like a cool little role here and there. Like the fact that they're mentioned in the summaries leads me to believe that this is a much bigger ensemble.
Yeah. And the Luke Cage ensemble we already talked about as being enormous. So I think it's really exciting that Daredevil was like, these are the players, and these next shows are like bigger and bigger universe.
Yeah, I love that. So along with that, we got a lot more pictures today. And again, you can see these on our Facebook page and our Twitter page.
Sorry.
And
I'm trapped in cords.
You okay?
The cords are attacking me. They came alive.
I know.
And they're wrapping themselves around.
Shuma Garath is under here. Shuma Garath. Doctor Strange. He's a tentacle monster. He's very Lovecraftian, eldritch horror sort of. Okay.
Enthusiasm is really, really endearing.
It's
isn't
very,
it?
I just like
the week Doctor Strange comes out, there'll be no talking. It'll be a guest, Meredith and I, going,
No, mm-hmm. Matt's going to be right here.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Everyone's going to be like...
We're just going to be like, ah, yes.
You're just going to have, like, four cameras on me as I stand there and just explode.
And you're going to be wearing your Doctor Strange outfit. Because, yeah.
Like, you know what? I'll probably wear it to the premiere.
You'll probably wear it to, like, the first show. You'll have, like, four shows of just you wearing the...
That's actually not a bad idea.
You need to get those Doctor Strange boxers he was wearing in this issue.
No, at the end of this issue. Like, it was at the very end. But you're right.
I said
you're
in this
issue.
That's
still this issue.
It's so...
It was,
there's
it
only
was,
two issues,
was,
Matt.
No, but it was a cover for next week, for next month. It wasn't like in the story.
Okay, moving on, Matt. Moving on. We've got news. We've got news.
We have these pictures, though.
We have that Doctor Strange news.
I know. But we have pictures to show from Jessica Jones that I wanted to just run through real quick. We've got her holding up a guy, which is just fun.
Yeah.
Just fun to see how strong she is. And then
see,
we have her
in... Doesn't look that tall. She's taller than you think.
I think she does that all the time anyway.
What, just holds yeah. dudes just up? Holds yeah, probably can. So.
That's how she was getting her coffee. I was like, well.
But it is... It's again, it's just fun to see, like this very mm-hmm. thin girl being like, here's my super strength. Like, yeah. this is cool. Like, I'm excited to see that. Here she is, like, facing down a train, which I can only assume she destroys. Like, I'm hoping that that's what happens. This is my favorite picture of Purple Man to come out.
Blue
yeah.
Man?
Because the lighting actually makes his face yeah. purple. Like, and that's...
Everyone's standing so seriously.
I know.
This is a serious show.
Jessica Jones and Barney team up against Purple Man.
I love this. This is the picture that I chose for Trish Walker because the fact that she's able to pull a gun and hold it like with authority.
Mm-hmm.
There's one of two things going on. Either Purple Man is like, hey, you want to shoot someone, and she's going to do that, or they're building her up to maybe take the mantle of Hellcat, which I think would be.
Oh, cool. I think yeah. that's definitely. Oh, totally. I think it'll happen by the end of the season.
Yeah, so? Yeah I really hope that it does. Mm-hmm. I think it's possible. So. And then I think we have, yeah, so that is Ika Darville, that's the actor's name, mm-hmm. And he is her assistant who starts off as a fanboy.
That's so cute.
Like, in the comics. Yeah. Like, and I'm just excited to see that they're taking the comics mm-hmm. that seriously, that even, like, a minor character like that they've kind of brought in, so. Anyway.
His wristband. Sorry, but before we move on, yep. Tanner Newcomb never asks for shout-outs, but it was his 16th birthday yesterday.
Aww, Tanner!
So happy birthday!
That's pretty awesome.
That's awesome. Happy birthday,
Tanner.
Happy
birthday, man.
Now let's move over to Doctor Strange. Oh, yeah, we've got this guy.
There he is.
With
the hair and the jackets.
It's
not Chris Pratt.
His name is Will Travol. Will Travol. And he's playing Simpson. I can't remember the first name that they're using. Will Simpson, I think.
His
but
name
it's
is
Frank's,
Will Travol.
It's Will Travall. So it's either Will Travol or Will Travol.
No, it's Will Travol.
Has suitcase Will Travol.
Yeah, no, I know. It's not lost.
Oh Will God.
But he's the one that everyone is assuming could be playing Nuke. Like failed super soldier.
Yeah, yeah, I love Nuke.
Sure.
And his name is like spread throughout all of the summaries too. But again, I don't want to talk about it.
Apparently, Ika Darville was a former Red Ranger, which is good.
No way.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yes.
That's
thanks,
really
thanks
cool.
Thanks a lot, Jet.
Anyway, Doctor Strange. They are adding Michael Stuhlbarg to the cast, possibly.
I forgot we had Doctor Strange news. I thought you were just going to end every segment with, anyway, Doctor Strange.
How could you forget that there's, like, some good Doctor Strange
there is,
news?
There is.
You
it's,
fool.
A year from today, is it released?
I thought it was... Is
17.
It
someone tweeted me that to tell you that.
I thought it was November 17th.
Well, someone tweeted me wrong, but they told me to tell you specifically.
But it is almost a year. It's very
exciting.
Close to it. No. I know.
Wait, it's...
I know.
He would
it's coming out the 2016? I thought it was coming out 2017.
No, it's 2016. Don't do this to me. Don't take this
don't
away.
Don't take this from him. He needs this.
I do love that we're starting the year with Deadpool, which is your favorite, and we're ending the year with...
Your
Doctor
favorite.
Strange is
and
my favorite.
November, February, so like just a month of each thing,
yep.
just to wait.
Yep.
Oh, so excited.
Yep,
so
good.
Excited.
I'm not familiar with his work. All I know is that he, everyone is excited about him that has seen Boardwalk Empire, so apparently he's very good in that. I actually now will probably go watch Boardwalk Empire just to see how good this actor is.
He's
you
got all
love
the time.
Doctor Strange so much.
I do. I really
that's
do.
You're
love.
Researching other
love.
Actors to
yep.
tie them into your universe.
Yep.
I know the Doctor Strange is going to happen for a while. The live thread's freaking out of us not telling who Nuke is. We did last week, so we can't go into that deeply, but like seven people just asked.
Oh, Nuke?
Yeah, Nuke is like if Captain America went the other way, in
yeah.
my opinion.
Yeah.
He's like Captain America on the other side.
He's
unhinged
he's,
Captain
he's,
America.
He's unhinged Captain America. He's like if you took the strength, prowess,
mm-hmm.
everything else, all the superheroics of Captain America, and then threw him into a morally ambiguous Punisher.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's a good brief summation.
Yeah.
And it's a year from yesterday, according to Live Chat. November 4th, December 2016.
Wow.
Okay, I was wrong. But
how do you not know that, Matt?
Because I think my psyche keeps pushing it further and further away, because there's a part of me that like is kind of nervous that it's going to be terrible, even though I know it's not.
My house, I picture you with like in like Beautiful Mind with like arcs and like shapes and like counting down, and it's coming.
It's coming.
I'm just blown away that they can like make a movie in it, of this magnitude in a year.
Because there's going to be a lot of post-production.
That's what I feel like. That's why I feel like it's a 2017, because
most likely they've probably already started a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, that's
so they've probably already, like, they've probably already got a lot of the special effects already mapped out. So,
yeah.
But they do. So this guy is cast. They haven't confirmed who he's cast as, but a lot of like Variety has reported that he's going to play the part of Nicodemus West. Nicodemus West. Sorry, the guest. Skip
it. There it is.
Nicodemus West is a giant fan of Doctor Strange, the physician, and he knows Doctor Strange before he goes off to Tibet to get his to become the Sorcerer Supreme, and he's the one who operated on Doctor Strange's hands and then failed and couldn't save them. So he actually followed Doctor Strange to Tibet to learn magic so that he could save people in the hopes that he could learn magic that would save Doctor Strange's hands. And then he left after he learned enough magic just to, you know, be like a cleric, basically. Oh, he's like, I can heal people.
He's
now
not an evil guy.
He's not necessarily. He doesn't start as an evil guy. By the end of The Oath, which is the only story that I've ever seen him in, he's kind of been twisted into a bad guy. But it's mostly like sort of like blackmail from like Timely Pharmaceuticals and all this other stuff. So he's kind of a bad guy, I think.
That's unfortunate.
I mean, if they're including Nicodemus West, it's either going to be like more or less a cameo at the beginning to help establish like Doctor Strange as a physician and stuff. Or they're going straight out Oath. And if they're going with, you know, I don't think that that's the story that they're going to tell, but they could. They could. Because it does have Doctor Strange going after one particular totem called the Elixir of Octid, which is Ditko spelled backwards. and it ends up being like a panacea that can cure every single disease ever in the entire world. It could be that they're kind of using the structure of the Oath to see him hunting down the Soul Gem or something like that. So, but then I wouldn't know what Nicodemus West's role is in it. Anyway, sorry. I'm keeping it contained because I don't want to talk for like another 30 minutes about just Doctor Strange.
I love your excitement.
So, Mads Mikkelsen is reportedly on board. We've reported it before. However, Variety, in an article this week when they were talking about Nicodemus West and Michael Stuhlbarg, they mentioned that Mads Mikkelsen, like, they very nonchalantly, and it also stars Rachel McAdams and Mads Mikkelsen.
Right.
Like, the fact that they threw it in there.
Like,
yes.
But Mads, like, a month or two ago said, no, they haven't even talked to me. So either he's, like, the best liar ever, and he's just like, yeah, NDAs.
Or maybe it's like Deadpool, where they announced the date before they told the cast and crew. Did you hear about that? In that same... So basically, after the thing was released, they didn't know what to do, and they were like, oh, it's coming out in this date. And then they called Ryan Reynolds and Tim Miller and were like, by the way, your movie's happening. Please get to work. So maybe Mads Mikkelsen's just like, nobody's told me anything. They're like, bro, you're on set on Monday. Maybe just show up or something. Like,
I love Mads Mikkelsen so much, so very much. And I'm so excited. Yeah. And I just, like, I will watch anything he's in. And if he's in Doctor Strange, all the more so.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited for
him. I think he would be a great Dormammu. I've had a lot of fans ask me who I think he would be.
I think so, too.
Dormammu, across the board. So we've got to wrap up, but we do want to say that we have our first on-set looks at Benedict Cumberbatch.
This is going to Tibet, you think, right?
I don't know if he's already heard of the Ancient One or if he's about to hear about the Ancient One. I know. Be still my heart, right?
I share Benedict Cumberbatch. It's like the Ben Foster thing.
Yeah.
Gotcha. No, I gotcha. This is him in Tibet either searching for the Ancient One or about to find out about the Ancient One. So, because in his origin story, he went to Tibet not looking for sorcery or magic. He was looking for, like, a cure for his hands. So we've got that one, and then we've got this one. I chose this one just because I thought it gave, like, so the other one gives a good look at Benedict Cumberbatch as Dr. Stephen Strange, but this one shows him really well, I think, in his setting. So there's a lot more pictures on the links that we posted on our Facebook and Twitter if you want to go follow those to look at even more pictures. But, it's coming together. Like, I'm speechless on how good it looks. Like, it looks like dead on exactly how I've ever imagined Doctor Strange actually looking. Like,
I think it's going to be the new Guardians as far as setting the bar for what's to come.
And I think so.
I'm so excited. There it is.
The second one. I got two.
You said you warned us that you would have two. So real quick, I know we've got to get out of here. Let's handle comics for like 1 minute. So who want like comics?
What do you want? Last week's like we talked about? Remember we were
we
saying?
We can do that. I've actually read quite a few of this week.
Yeah,
so
I can't
over,
remember like, last week's.
I wrote them down.
Well, I wrote down this week. Yeah, so while you're looking that stuff up.
Okay.
Vision number one is amazing.
It's so creepy, though.
It's so creepy and
surreal.
It is Wes Anderson meets J.M. DeMatteis, and it's perfect.
It's amazing.
It's super ominous. I really enjoy it. It's like what do androids dream of robot sheep?
Sheep, yeah.
Yeah, it's like... Sorry, I keep interrupting.
No, go for it. No, I was just going to say, it's one of the most surreal slice of life comics I've read and not at all what I was expecting from the Vision comic.
Yeah, it was nothing like what I was expecting. And it was like, it's like nothing else Marvel has right now. Like,
but then they did that with Karnak. Way. Like, Karnak is nothing else like Marvel has right now. So I'm very happy.
I think Marvel's at a stage with their publishing and their comics where they're just kind of like throwing stuff against the wall and seeing what works. They're like, hey, let's play. Let's have a good time. Yeah, exactly.
Well, what they're allowing is a more indie, like an independent feeling with their comics to come through. And it makes me very happy.
I think that they've seen... Oh, that's three.
It was tiny.
I think that they're seeing like the success of Image and what they've been able to do also.
And the art is gorgeous.
It's so good. So Vision number one, definitely check that out. Especially if you're like wanting to see Marvel try something different. It's a good one. Doctor Strange number two came out, and it's still like the best book they've got out right now. Like
that and Invincible Iron Man, my two favorites.
Yeah, like I haven't read Iron Man 3 yet, but
Facial Hair Bros.
Goats for Justice.
My boyfriend, who doesn't read comics, doesn't know any backstory. I had him look at that one page because I was cracking up. He's like, "What?" I'm like, "Just read it." I'm like, "You don't need any context." And he just stared at it and he just started laughing. I'm like, "Great, this is funny. You don't even read comics, but this is funny." He's like, "No, this is funny."
Yep.
So it's good.
It's really good.
I love it.
I also want to say, like, again, not knowing much about Doctor Strange outside of this one right here, I picked up the new Doctor Strange and have dove right in. One and two are really good setup, and they wrap up a little story on the first two issues and are setting up something big. So if you've never read a comic, if you don't know Doctor Strange at all, this is a really good jumping in point.
It's so smart a year before the movie.
Yeah.
Like, it's such a great way to get into the character. I only knew him from you and from the Spider-Man animated series and Dormammu from the same place.
Yeah.
So it's really cool to read a book and actually get it.
And Jason Aaron, like, honestly, as a lifelong Doctor Strange fan, Jason Aaron is giving me everything that I've ever wanted in a Doctor Strange comic. By, like, having, like, the Eye of Agamotto open up and then seeing what Doctor Strange sees and, like, seeing his world and everything, it's so good.
Yeah.
And Deadpool number one was great.
Yeah.
They have set up such a fun team up kind of like what is going on. Like it's so fun, it's so dead on. Yeah,
because Deadpool went through some rough patches. Like when he was introduced, they didn't quite know what he was. They knew he was kind of a spoof, and then he went through like this weird like talking to himself in different bubbles patch, which I enjoyed, but it's very off putting. Then he had this whole Cable thing, and I didn't like that as much. I know people like Cable is not my Deadpool, but like lately the last like 6 years they've just found this amazing comedic tone, and this new book is just a great place to jump on. So if you like Deadpool or you don't know Deadpool, get the number one.
Yeah. Jerry Dugan's writing it. Yeah,
it's so good.
And then
X-Men 600 wrapped up, which was
I can't wait to read that. I haven't had
it's time. Beautiful. It's absolutely a gorgeous absolutely book. It's a beautiful. Great book. And Bendis.
Cinema.
Oh God, it was the last of the Bendis X-Men run, and it was everything I wanted. And I wish it was everything Extraordinary X-Men was going to be. If you're reading X-Men, definitely read 600 first.
Extraordinary, not so hot.
No, it's good. The art in it is fantastic.
It's absolutely
stunning. It's just a different storyline, and I'm not quite sure what's going on because this all different world is
right. Everything's
we still don't have the end of Secret Wars.
Yeah, so it's definitely not Battle World because they showed a map and it's the world as we know it.
I don't understand.
Very much America, Asia, Africa, Europe. So it's very different, very much the same place. But I mean, Extraordinary is good, but they keep referencing like
stuff that
I don't understand, and I think it'll be good. It's just. Whatever happened in X-Men 600 was it was heart wrenching and it was amazing and I loved it, and so I
pick up my comics on Thursday, so I literally leave here and go get comics. So next week I'll be relevant.
So good.
Cap Sam 2 last week I really enjoyed.
Yeah, Cap was, yeah, it was, like, that book is really amazing. Like, and I love that they have him on a plane. Like,
yeah, they're super contained.
They're doing this weird thing of, like, yeah, sometimes superheroes have to fly coach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, I love that.
Amazing. I think it's great.
And the art in that book's amazing, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I really what else from last week do you want to talk about? We've got to get out of here. We got to wrap. So.
Cap, Deadpool versus Thanos ended, New Avengers number 2, and Squirrel Girl number 1 were all the last week's books.
Oh, Squirrel Girl was great. It was so it was fun.
Yeah,
they did that weird thing where they're like, oh, she's not a mutant. And it's like, come on, Marvel.
Just let it be a thing.
Just let it be a thing.
There were a lot of moments of, like, we know the rights. Right?
Yeah. I want to point out that Jeremy Ledger in the live chat said that Benedict looks like an older, aging Matt Key. Yep. I'll take it. I will take it. And also, Raspberries has a request. His birthday is in 5 days. Early high fives?
Yep.
High five.
Woo!
Yeah.
I only have one 5-star shout out.
Oh, give it.
It is for Izzy52787. 5 stars, thank you so much. And then I wrote down my 3 shout outs from the week. I wanted to shout out Dave West from Australia, who always watches, and thanks, Dave West. Adam Rosen sent me a Green Arrow pic that I loved.
Nice.
Of me looking like Green Arrow.
Yeah, the best. That was so
and
good.
I almost went as Green Arrow for Halloween because of that picture, but then I went as a lion instead.
Yeah.
And then Simply Juan was like, I was at Kamikaze and almost bought you Deadpool hats. And just the idea of that was so endearing and sweet. I wanted to give Simply Juan underscore at clever name some love. Thanks, man.
I met a couple of really cool fans at Kamikaze this last weekend.
Yeah?
Yeah. Caesar was the first guy I met, and I cannot remember the name of the second dude, but he's like a badass skater.
Oh, yeah.
And like,
well,
his train.
Yeah,
like,
and his girlfriend is she's super awesome because she's also a fan of Cosplay Coach.
Yeah, they're super great people, man.
Cool. I love that.
God, I feel like it starts with an R. I'm probably butchering
it. Yeah, there's some wonderful people.
I know he tweeted out at us earlier, so shout out to you.
Kamikaze.
And Lone Wolfpack 04 is in the live chat today.
Yay.
For the first time in a long
always
time.
Always on the tweets.
So,
I really like everyone. The only reason I'm fidgety so much is I'm gonna cry because I have to pee so bad.
Oh,
it's
goodness.
Okay. So the last 10 minutes she was ignoring.
If anyone's like, why is she jumping around and really not moving?
Girl?
It's because I'm gonna cry.
All right. So we're gonna close it out.
She's used to scripted TV, not the last stuff.
By the way, all you fans who have sent me like Doctor Strange news anytime it breaks, I love it. I look at every single one of your tweets. Like, it's the best thing ever. So thank you so much. Anyway, we'll get out of here. Caesar. Hey, that was you, Caesar Lozano. Yeah. Hey, what's up, man? Thanks for saying hi. So that's our show. Thanks for joining us. Any final thoughts from anyone?
Justice Sucks wanted to shout out. Final thoughts. Watch Powers when it starts.
Okay.
Well, it's me.
Is that also your thought?
Yeah. Well, yeah, now it is. Everything was great. I like being here. I like everyone talking to me. I'll come back.
Please do. I can't say that I dislike having other female redheads on the show. Oh no, it's so terrible. Oh no. Please come back, Shelby. That's my
There's
final
a hashtag
show.
Let Shelby pee.
Yeah.
I just saw that, yeah.
Find
I just
me.
Needed to explain.
It's
I just
fine.
Didn't look like a
I know. That's okay. I'm always
sweetheart.
Itching. I'm always
cool.
Itching because it's like,
cool.
It's just, it's hot in here too and it's cold outside. I don't like it. My final thoughts for the day. Go and read comics because they're really good.
There's
right
a lot
now.
Of really good
There's
stuff.
There's a lot of really good stuff. So anyway, please don't forget to subscribe to our show on iTunes, Marvel Movie News, rate us, leave us a comment. Do the same thing on YouTube. You can find us through the Popcorn Talk Network website or on their YouTube page also. / Marvel News Show on the Facebooks. Like us, leave us comments. We do our best to respond. And at Marvel News PTN on Twitter. We're trying to get better at that, too. So, anyway, I'm Matt Key at The Matt Key.
I'm Meredith Placco at M Placco.
I'm Koi Jandro at Koi Jandro and on Instagram.
And
I am Shelby Steele at I Am Shelby Steele.
Thanks for joining us today. Bye, guys.
Bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Christian Harloff, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.